Let's look at the Mishnah. Sukkah ha-meduvlelos. The Gemara is going to explain what meduvlelos is. The sukkah that's meduvlelos. Vishetzilosim erubim mechamoso. And that there's more shade in the sukkah than sun. Parashas means even though there's a lot of gaps and holes in the sukkah where there is sun coming through, but if at the end of the day, if you look at it all as one, it's all the sukkah is tzilosim erubim mechamoso. Ksheiri, the sukkah is kosher. Yeah, we had it before. We'll see. We'll see in the Gemara if there's any clarity on this, in this part of the mission. Now, Rashi does say, right, Rashi asks, the Chayyim, we already learned this in the Mishnah Daf Beis. It says, Chamsa Merubim Tzilos is possible. So it means automatically the opposite, that if Tzilos Merubim Chamsa, it would be kosher. So what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Rashi says, the Gemara Nomad Beis is going to ask this if it's kosher from one Mishnah to the next Mishnah, and come out with something, and I guess we'll see that in the next Omid. Now the mission is switching to if you made a lot. The first part of the mission is if you have not so much shach that you really, it's not such a full fledged covered sukkah, but nevertheless it's kosher. How about the opposite? You have a lot. Hamuuber, it's thick min bayis, like a house. Afa b'sheina kechoven nirin mitoicho. The stars are not seen from inside the sukkah. Ksheira. Rashi just says hamuuber kemin bayis sheschach shelo av. Rashi says hamuuber kemin bayis means this shach is very thick. We just started the mishnah. Sukkah medevlelas and tzilosim ruv mechamso ksheira. And now ma'uba kimin bayis, afish enek chom nir mitoicho, sheira is kosher. Now, there is a sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam that holds that if it's that thick, that rain can't come through. Not just enek chom nir mitoicho. If rain can't come through, then it's like you have a roof. Then it's not already a sukkah.
How long does it have to turn?
Most times rain comes through.
They say the Rebbe Shesukas, there you go.
How long does it have to take?
What's the shear?
If you use boards, the thin slats, then the rain won't come through.
Would. Eventually will?
No.
It won't.
And I know people...
So you're saying it doesn't have to... It's not necessarily about a thickness.
How could that be?
You're saying it's not totally with the thickness. How about someone has a thin board? Tightly together?
I have people that have two or three layers of bamboo.
Right.
So four outside, but eventually the drops are through.
Right, I hear. So no, comes
but
through, I guess...
People have different kinds of stuff.
When the Mishnah Chav Bezom and Aleph. So this part, it's a loch in Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says... Mubakim in Bayez, av bishenek chom nir metoichek shere. That's the loch of our Mishnah. The Mishnah just brings, because v'achroinim, the mekol mokim, if it's so thick that rain can't come through, so it's ken bias, yesh lahachmer, you should be machmer, v'lif so, mishm gzeris bias. But with the evidence, you can be so mechamachshir. It seems to me chlug, it's a bein atam that holds, that if it's thick enough,
the Mishnah uses the words ken bias and says it's okay.
It's okay. But the question is ken bias just means it's so thick that, but the Mishnah does put in an example that the kechav menat nir mezech. I mean, the Tam goes ahead and says, but if it's that thick, that rain can't come through, that would be a problem. It seems like the evidence people say there. What? It's not clear. Right, I don't know. It's not clear. There's supposed to be a Rashi before. You know what? There's a Rashi. The Gemara bring over coming by is before. I saw them bring down. There's a Rashi before. I don't know about Rashi sheet. Could you take anything out from Rashi? Sheschach shel av moed. It's very thick. Rashi, I don't know.
Where's the
shear
that you see the thing?
The what?
Where
the
Tam? No, this is the Stam. The mission is up to you. Don't have to start. You said,
what's the Havamini? The Pasha said, Sukkah is a deer's array. What's the concept of seeing stars at all?
We're talking about light coming in. Listen, who cares about what you see?
It has to be an array, a temporary type of a cover, and that's normally the hot.
It has to be Zecher like we had in the Midbar.
Amanaya cover, so what? You have to see through it. You have to see the Schach. That reminds you of the covering. I don't know. It's just it's a concept of if it's so thick that you don't see the kechavim, it would be a havamina. They're already too thick. It's like you're making a roof. It's not a sukkah anymore. The answer is it's still kosher.
Well, after all, the mishnah's marshmallow, you can just see the kechavim.
Right.
And that's how we pass it now.
Right. You should be able to see. Right. In order to be a diras arayi. Zok to Gemara, my meduvlelos. The Mishnah had mentioned that a sukkah meduvlelos is kosher. What's meduvlelos? A rav sukkah niyah. So-called a poor sukkah. It means its schach is covered very, very schwach. It's a meager sukkah. It's a sukkah niyah, poor sukkah. It's very little schach. But That's what meduvlana. Meduvlana is meloshim dal. Dal oni ve'evian. Dal. Dal is oni. It's a shva. It's very weakly covered. V'shmul amar. Shmul says meduvlana means kana oiled, kana oiled ve'kana yoyred. Meduvlana says meloshim mevulbelas means it's mixed up. Some schach is on one level higher than the other. So up and down.
Why would Abba have a mean that's not good?
Okay, let's see the Gemara. Meduvlelis, kana oile v'kana yoyrit. In other words, it's on two different levels. Schach up, schach down. Another one is higher or lower. So Rav, Tani Chod, the Rav is going to learn the Mishnah as one case. V'shmul, Tani Tart. The Shmul learns the Mishnah as two separate cases. Rav, Tani Chod, the Rav learns the Mishnah as one case. Sukkah meduvlelis, my meduvlelis. What does meduvlelis mean? Meduldelis. It's Medudelis has very little schach, but it ends up being Shitzilosim Ruv Mechamalse. Despite having gaps and holes in the sukkah, and it's a poor sukkah, but it's still, if it add the whole sukkah, still Shitzilosim Ruv Mechamalse is Ksheir. So that's how Rav learns the Mishnah as one case. The Shmuel Tani Tarte, my Medudelis, Mevulbelis. It's mixed up, meaning one Kana Oyla Vekana Yorid, Vetarte Ketani. And the Mishnah is saying two separate cases. Sukkah Mevulbelis, Ksheir. And the chiddush with that, Rashi says a moridig chiddush. Rashi says that Shmuel is according to Shmuel, if one is high and one is lower, you can end up having a certain angle of the sun. You can have more chama in the sukkah on the bottom than sail.
And it's still okay.
And still going to be kosher because we're going to look at those kanim that are oil of a yoyrid as one flat cover. Make believe you're lowering it down, and it's one flat cover. And if it'll be flat, it'll be tzilasim ruv mechamoso. So even though now it's a kind of oil of a kind of yerid and there's actually more chams of rumen tzilas in the sukkah, it's going to be okay.
Okay, first of all, it's talking about the oil of the yerid more than three tefachim.
We're getting there. The Gemara.
The second problem with Rashi is that it depends on the time of the day.
Toysis says, what does it mean it's chams of rumen tzilas? If that's the case, when the sun is straight above, then even if it's kind of oil of a kind of yerid, you should still have tzilas of rumen chamsa. Tosis doesn't like Rashi's pshat that the chiddush of the Mishnah is even though it's chams of ruben tzilasa it's kosher. Tosis learns because when one is kana oila but kana yoyrid, it should really be not one. It's not, it should not be considered one schach. We have a schach here and a schach here and a schach up and down. Where's my cover here? Where's my schach as I have one cover? It's like two different, four, 10 different covers. It's, that wouldn't be so considered
totally,
a schach.
Isn't that totally
what? With love it, what the sheer the amount is here.
So, according to
Tosh, that's from that one. Heine Taimish, let's tariff, ki hai gavne, ki sheesh ben zelaz a shloisha. He's saying when the shloisha. If there's more than three removed, one from the other, then it would be a problem. That's what Tosh is learning. The,
so, but let's say it's less than three, there's no problem.
Then it's no problem, then it's love. He's saying, right, it was the chiddush. But that's what Tosh learns. So Rashi's learning, even if it's chamsim rubin tzilasa in the sukkah, we look at it as a cover, and that's really the tzilsim ruv mechamsa that you need. It means you need a cover that gives me more shade. It's not always totally with what I have down on the bottom of the sukkah. We'll see in Omad Beis regarding that.
When the sun's in an angle, it could be just, in a case like this that most of the day it's chamasa meruva.
Besides when it's overhead.
Except when it's overhead.
Maybe.
And that'll be a terrace in Tosis Kasha.
Okay.
How could it be that right the day it's chamasa meruva and still be kasha? Because straight
up ahead. Okay. But that's how Rashi learns from the Vlelis, according to Shmuel, that even if it's Chamsa Brum and Tzilasa, it's going to be Kosh. And then there's a second case of the Mishnah, Vitzilasa Brum and Chamasa, if it's more Tzel, more than Chama in the Sukkah Ksheiris. According to Shmuel, it'll be two separate halachas in the Mishnah. And the question is, what's the Chiddush of the second part of the Mishnah? Rashi already brings that in the Mishnah, but we learned in the first Mishnah that Beis Chamsa Brum and Tzilasa is possible. So of course, still some Brum and Chamsa. Right. The second thing is that if you have the second thing would be like Rav, in a sense that if you have a sukkah which has very schach, there's maybe parts that chamsim also a lot of sun in the sukkah. There's a lot of sun coming into the sukkah. Okay. That would be the second part of the Mishnah. There's a lot of sun coming into the sukkah because it's also, let's say, like a sukkah niyah. That would be the case of tzilasim ruv mechamasa. It's a very shvachli covered sukkah. Nevertheless, if in total, if at the end of the day you still have tzilasim ruv mechamasa, it's kosher. The chayyim would be the Mishnah.
According to Rashi, it's a pasuk of the chiddush. because if you're going on the bottom, so it could be there are parts of the bottom of the sukkah that come up by a sukkah aniyah that is just the opposite.
Then you have to see the river?
A part of the sukkah, chamas is more of it.
Right, that's what I'm telling you.
Okay, then the second problem.
That's what I'm telling you.
The second problem is by a sukkah aniyah, how come you don't say love it on the chamas?
Meaning
that if you have a couple of places where you have gaps that are less than 3 tefachim.
On the bottom, on the floor of the sukkah?
On top. You have less than 3 tefachim of avir.
Why did you say love?
I will say love it on the avir.
So again, but that's the...
And let's say the roll of the avir.
You're asking why can I make a schach with a bunch of lovets and it's less, it's parts meruba loimit, I'll have more open than not. And I have Chams Ruvah, so that's not called a Sichuch. We'll get that's not called a Sichuch.
No, but my problem is...
You need a covering. You need a roof here.
No.
Which means at least 50-50.
No. I'm asking something else. That it's just you hold that 3 tefachim is possible. It's divides the sukkah. So let's say you have by a poor sukkah, there'll be a few places on the Sichuch that if you say love it on the Avir, that the staff will be bottled in that place. So we should have that's mutal.
Okay, I'm not sure what the question is.
No,
let's move on and we'll discuss the question later. Zakti Gemara. Amar Abaya. This that was learned according to Shmuel, that Sukkah Medevlelis, when it's Kana Oyle, the Kana Yoyrit, is Kosher, is Elish Ein Bein Zelazer, Shloisha Tvachim. When there's no 3 tefachim, so then it's kosher. Then we're going to say, love it, right? We're going to say that it's even though it's more, like the way Rashi learned, even though in physics, in Lamaisa, there's more chamsa v'mutzlos in the sukkah, but I have less than shloisha tefachim from one kona to the next kona, I'll say love it, it'll be a kosher sukkah. So it means I have one roof, a connected, one entity, one roof. If I'll have more than 3 tefachim between one kona to the next, Sula will be puzzled because where it's not mitztarev that I have one schach here, one schach here, one piece here, one bits and pieces far away.
Love it this way?
No, there's no enough. So much so that some dachrinim say even love it could even go diagonally. That's what you're going to have to do over here.
How could it be that Lugabi Pasulim, if you have Pasul Schach on top, even if it's more than 3 tefachim of Pasul?
Right. Schach Pasul Pasul Ba'arba, but Avir is B'shloisha. What's the question?
But I'm asking something else. Over here it's on 2 levels, so you say if it's more than 3 tefachim of Pasul, it's Pasul.
Right.
But you see that Schach Pasul Pasul is even a lot more, even 100 tefachim, even 100 amos of Pasul.
Okay, right, but we're talking about Avir here because there's a gap between there's an Avir gap.
No, the psul is not because of Avir. The psul is because it's not
going to be a psul of Avir, but we need to combine it as one schach. So we're going to need the din of lover to make it into one. If it's more than lover,
you see that
schach puzzle.
It's even 100 amos high.
Correct, because by schach puzzle, pashtus is you don't need lover. You can't even say lover.
It's a puzzle,
right?
So just like a puzzle, so you see it's there. If it's there, then it should be called one. You see apostles, so you see it's there. So then,
I'm not understanding.
If apostles, then you see it's there. So then, kosher is also really good.
Maybe we should wait till after. Maybe. So again, Amar Abaye, Lo Yesh Ben Tvachim. If there's more than 3 tefachim, Psula. Amar Rava, no. Afilu Yesh Ben Tvachim. Even if there is 3 tefachim, Nami Lo Yamoran. Also didn't say.
Elish. Well, you don't say love it on the
schach.
It was a sweet before.
Didn't ever say that before.
Rubber's going horizontally. Over here, we're going vertically. So the rubber's mighty by vertical.
We're going in the stock, so I thought about the stock. I thought we said we're going by mechitzas, but he said didn't buy mechitzas, not buying that stock.
He says vertically, that's all.
Right, here, look at this Rashi. Yeah, okay. Omer Rava, Fili Yesh Mezel, Shloisha Tvachim, Namele Amorin, Elo Sheim Begaga Tefach. If these Konim are not wide at Tefach, Elo Yesh Begagoi, if all these Konim, the Kono Oilo V'Kono Yerid, all of them, all these Konim have a width of a Tefach, then Kesheder, the Sukkah will be kosher, even if it's more than Shloisha Tvachim. And you don't have your din of love, and you don't have that din that it's Be'etzim considered one, it's still going to be okay. Why? Damrinam Chavoyt Rami. Chavoyt Rami, Rashi explains, is basically a cousin, it's a sister of good achis. It's a way to bring down, just like you have a mechitza of 10, but it's above the ground. With good achis, we bring it down. With asik, bring it down, we bring it up, we schlep it up, we schlep it down. Chavoyt Rami is going to say that these kanem that are on a higher level than the schach that are lower, it's, you look at as you bring it down to the schach that's next to it, that's below it. So now I have a full flat roof, I have a good roof. Because if it's a tefach, it's considered an oil. It's considered some things like Rashi. If Rashi divya masu she'im begagoi, if it's not wide a tefach, the lav shem oil oleo, it's not considered an oil. If it's considered an oil in a tefach, so if it's less than tefach, it's not considered an oil. Lachshuve, it's not enough choshev. Something like Shuvah Elameime Bechamoyt Rami. To say this Chavoyt Rami, you have to have Epesach Shivas to this Kono that it's considered an oil, then I can bring it down. But if it's less than a Tefach, it doesn't have a Shivas, you're not going to say the din of Chavoyt Rami. That's what Rashi says. And Rashi says this is a concept, that it's Aina Nami Inyan from Gurachis. It's the same type of Gurachis that you bring it down. Rashi is by Mechitza, where you have the pointy part, you have a wall, a Mechitza like this, you have the pointy part. You know, the direction of where I have to pull, you just have to pull it down. You have to bring it, the envision that I'm pulling it down. Chavoyt Rami is over here, count him this way. And I have to lower it down. It's a different sprach, a different gun.
Good access is going by mechitzas. It's not going on the roof.
The roof is also kind of a mechitzah. It's the same concept. Rashi says the difference is one is pointing downwards and one if it's sitting like this, side to side, then we have to lower it. But in essence, it seems like it's the same halacha. So Rav is saying that even if there's more than three, we're going to apply the halacha of Chavoyt Rami. If the kanem are wider, tefach, we're going to lower it, and now I have one big mechitzah. And I'm good. What? I'm not a tefach. Okay. So to have this din of Chavoyt Rami when it's more than shloisha, we're gonna have to have that it's a tefach wide in order to apply the halacha of Chavoyt Rami.
He would work in Chavoyt Rami even if you have clumps. If you have let's say one place three kanim together, that's a tefach.
Right.
Then it doesn't have to be each color has to be a tefach.
As long as I have a tefach of matter of schach, I have an oil in that spot, I can say lower it and I'll have a full roof. Amar Rava, Minah Aminah, how from where do we know the chiz betefach if we have a tefach?
How do you know it's accurate
that if when you
have
maybe a tefach,
it has to be each color has to be a tefach.
Each kind of will have to be a tefach.
So you just said if you combine them together.
No, that when you have a tefach, yeah, then you can say Chavoyt Rami, and if you don't have a tefach, you don't say Chavoyt Rami. That has to be what each kind of, I would assume not.
Because
I don't see a reason why yet.
By good achas, there has to be a tefach at the edge. The beam there has to be a tefach. The fact that the rest of the schach is there doesn't help you. You need to say good achis. You need a whole tefach of one. So if you're learning out that's good achis, then it won't work that you have a couple of things together.
Okay. So Rashi speaks out if it's less than three. If it's less than three poshut, you have love. The Rashi says, it doesn't say the word love, but it says, the ilu b'pachas megimel, the Rashi demasal, aminu chavoyt rami. Because she gavoyah shloisha v'yoyzer. That's what we're asking. The Rebbe wants to know when it's more than three. How do you know when it's more than three, we say chavoyt rami, and less than three, and if it's less than three, and if it's wider tefach, you say chavoyt rami, and if it's less than tefach, you don't say chavoyt rami. You have the picture book, the Pirishchai here. The case basically is you have two floors.
The art school.
You have two floors. Basically, there's a bunch of slats going across for each floor, and this aver, the space in between. So you have that on the first floor, on the roof of the first floor, and then you have another level, the second floor also. We have a bunch of cross beams going across the house, and basically there's gaps of space in between. There's no maziva. There's no maziva, means it's not a finished roof, and there's a bunch of gaps there.
There's no maziva over here, it's a floor.
What? It's considered a floor. What?
Right. So when you have so between the two floors, there's more than your tefach.
Correct. There's two regular two floors, but there's koyris habayis v'haliyah she'ein aleihem maziva. There's no. It's not plastered. It's not a finished roof. V'hein mechuvonos. So in other words, where's the picture?
Directly on top of each other.
Get the case. I envision the case. I saw the case. So you have the case. So therefore. So the halacha is going to be as follows. Tuma tachas achas mehen. If you have tuma underneath one of these koyres, one of these beams, tachteha underneath it will be tame. Okay? Beina tachtoina lalyoina, if the tuma is found between the bottom one and the top one, the one that's above, beinehem, in between the two beams, between the right, will be tame. Al gab hel yoyne, but if let's say the tumah is resting on the top of the top one, then it's going to keep on going. Kenegdo, if there's going to be something else on its path, kenegdo ad v'rikia tumah, it's going to be tumah. Hoy hu hel yoynes kebeina tachtoynes. But if the case is that the yoynes, the beams of the yoynes are not evenly, and amachavon is evenly lined up to the ones on the bottom, rather it's like this
crisscross,
right? It's knows the top one, if you would lower it, it would come into the airspace of the roof area of the open space. So if it's hoyol yonis kebeina tachteinis, then tuma tachtein, if you have a tuma underneath any of the boards, tachas kulon, if you're gonna have a keli, anything, tachas kulon underneath any of them, means throughout the whole house, it's gonna be tame. Why? Because the Gemara is going to say, we're going to say basically we lower down the top ones into the airspace of the space beneath. So you have one full roof. So now if you have one full roof, you have one big oil. So if you have tumah anywhere, it's going to be maybe a satumah. If you're going to have a
tumah smes.
Right.
If you have it on the second floor, you can't say.
Between the first and second floor, some say you're also going to be tumah. It's also going to be a problem.
Well, you can't, because let's say on the board that's resting on the dabra on top.
On top. You're saying if you're going to bring down the top, it's going to be above the roof. I guess.
So
you're saying it has to.
Say,
I thought I saw it because if you imagine that this roof goes up, also not just down, that the top ones are coming down.
If you imagine, what? If it goes up, it won't help you because it's still facing the sky.
Meaning we're imagining that. So right now you have one big roof.
So
it could be. Okay, I have to double check that. I thought I saw some sheet is all like that.
How can them help you? If you have an oil and you have tumah on top of the oil.
No, so you're right. The tumah is on top, not here. You still have boards that are above. You still have beams that are above the tumah.
You don't move it parallel.
You're bringing it up or down. But the concept is,
you don't even
once you have one full.
You don't even say love it. How could you say?
Once you have one full wall, it might work. I have to check. I have to look into it. Al kaponim, if it's not mechavonis, so if you have tuma tachas achas, which one are we? Tachas kulon. If it's going to be a tuma, if it's going to be tachtei, and if it's going to be under the tuma under any one of these boards, tachas kulon. Tachas kulon. If you have now a keli under any of them, it's going to be tome. Al gabeyan, if it's on top of them, kenegdon ad rikia tome, and you don't have tuma to the sides. V'toni alon, we learned on this. What?
Al gabeyan means if it's on top of the second one.
I think so.
Or on top of the
He's
first,
saying on top of any of them.
Any of them.
Of them. All right.
Connect and alakia tame, but it should be only connected to tumah. Why you connected the whole board?
Second.
How could it help you connect the whole board? That's maybe where they get it from.
There's nothing in between it.
Yeah, so
maybe
it has
to be
negative to my other
kid, to me. In the middle.
Yeah, maybe it has to mean above the second one. Above the lower one also.
No,
yeah, but there is no
chaitis
from the lower one either.
Yeah, but should you only connect that tumor? Why connect the whole board?
Okay, where? By which case?
This case.
But it's not mechavonis.
No. Even if it's mechavonis.
Right.
He's saying, that, let's say it's on top of it.
Right. Yeah.
Al-Gabayan, connect
the Adler-Kia.
Kenegdo's going on the boards, not on the tumah.
No, whatever's connected to tumah, I'd learn curious.
No, it says kenegdon. It doesn't say kenegdo.
It says kenegdo. Do with a hey. You have an end of nun, kenegdo.
By me, it says with a nun.
Right. Oh, Agabayan over here. By which case? By the second case.
Yeah.
Right. That's what you're saying. Right. Right. Kenegda means kenegda the tumah. Kenegda adler rukiyas tumah. Hoyol yoinis. Kebein atachtoinis. Again, so let's start the mission again. It's now we're looking at the mission. Kurdus abayis valiyah she'ein aleim aziva. They're mechuvonis. And they're lined up properly with the top floor with the bottom floor. Tumah tachas achas mehen. Then if tumah is underneath one of them, tachteho underneath is tumay. But and if it's bein atachtoinel al yoinah, if the tumah is bein atachtoinel al yoinah, beinayim between the first level of the beam and the second floor, also going to be tumah. But it doesn't spread to the sides because it's only underneath this beam that's going to be tumah. Any place under the beam, because this beam is going to be a tefach, so it's an oihel. But anywhere outside to the sides of it, it's not going to be tumah. Al gabel yoinah. Let's finish the mission. Al gabel yoinah. If it's on top of the top one, kenegdo ad rakia tumah. But that's it, because there's nothing blocking, so it goes up other Ikea. Mashenk, if it be between the first and the second, it stops by the second beam. It doesn't shoot past that. Because if it says a tefech wide, it doesn't go past it. It's mahil, alatum, it doesn't go weiter. Hoyal yonis, kebena tachtonis, if it's not mechavonis, and the top one is against the airspace of underneath it. Tumet tachtei, and if you have a tumah underneath the bottom ones, tachas kulon tame. So if it's going to be under anywhere in the house, it's going to be tame. Because we look at it as one big roof now, whereas we lower the bottom one, so it's going to be one big roof, so you have one big oil. So anyway, this tum in the house is going to be tum. Al gabei, and if it's on top of the lower ones, of the lower beams, kineg dan adarikia, it's going to be tumay, because there's nothing blocking, it goes straight up. Betoni alon, we learned on this Mishnah. V'medvor mamurim b'zman sheyesh behen tefach. There's a tefach to these beams. And there's a pesach tefach. So it's considered an oil. If there's no pesach tefach, then tumah tachas achas mehen. If you can have tumah underneath one of them, tachteo tomeh, underneath it will be tomeh. Beinehem, between them, ve'al gabei, and on top of it, tohir. Why? Alma, so we see, ki izba tefach, when there's a tefach wide, we're going to chavoy terami, we lower it. And we have one big roof, and therefore you can have tumah on the one of the boards, on the lower boards, it's going to go throughout the whole house. But if it doesn't have a tefach, we don't see chavoy terami. We don't see chavoy terami. Shema mino. The rai from this mission knows that we only say chavoy terami if there's the width is a tefach. When there's no tefach, talking about a movi by Erev. If you have a beam coming out from this side of the wall, and it doesn't reach all the way to the other end, you have two beams. You have to be misacking the movi with a koyre. And achas yoytzim mekoysel zeh, one is sticking out from this side of the wall of the movi. Achas yoytzim mekoysel zeh, from this side of the wall of the movi. Ve'en in gas, zubizu, they're not touching. Pachas mishloyshev, it's less than three. Ein etzarech lovi koyre acheres. You don't have to bring another koyre, because we're going to say love it. Shloyshev, it's more than three tzarech lovi koyre acheres, you have to bring another koyre. If shim gomi loimer, pachas me arbo. If it's less than four, ein tzarech lovi koyre acheres. You also go love it all the way up to four, you say love it. Arbo, if it's already four, then tzarech lovi koyre acheres. The Bryce is going to continue all the way to the two dots, and we're going to see again this.
So we didn't bring any rye from this yet.
Not yet. It keeps on going.
So if.